Preface. The idea for a women's health and rights advocacy partnership was sparked off in an AROS Partners meeting in 2001. It was conceived as a partnership where grassroots concerns would impact and shape national and global policy on women's sexual and reproductive health and rights. SRHR. These national and global policies would in turn impact and shape the lives of women and girls in ways that were necessary and needed. Although this idea was pertinent to all countries in the region, funding was obtained for South Asian countries, Bangladesh, India, Nepal, and Pakistan. The partnership was anchored and coordinated in the region by ARO, handling to the international platform by the Danish Family Planning Association DFPA. This year the partnership celebrates 13 years. In the spirit of the WHRAP partnership and what it embodies, we wanted to bring out a publication which would carry the stories of change through the voices of marginalized women, activists, advocates and program implementers who were involved in the work over the years. Truly, the changes have been at all levels: individual, community, media, local hospitals, national and regional policy makers. This publication gives us a glimpse into the type of changes that occurred throughout the years. In the era of the SDGs which we live in, accountability has become a buzzword, and yet it is sometimes difficult to pin down what accountability in action looks like. Holding our peers accountable, holding our community leaders accountable, holding service providers accountable, holding politicians accountable, holding ourselves accountable, all of these are the links that are fundamental when we wish to create a society based on integrity. These stories of change tell the stories of the links that form the chain of accountability. By sharing these stories to a wider audience and varied stakeholders, we are also aiming to strengthen the advocacy of WHRAP South Asia for increased and improved accountability from duty bearers, guardian institutions as well as service providers for women's SRHR. We also wish to continue positing that if we are looking for lasting change with regards to SRHR, we must first and foremost continue investing in local communities, because indeed these are the front lines where sexual and reproductive rights are realized or denied. The publication is a timely and strategic reminder of this truth. We would like to acknowledge the passion, commitment and contributions of all the partners, local, national, regional and international, the community women and other individuals and groups who have been part of the WHRAP South Asia initiative directly and indirectly. Change is only possible when we all play our part. Sivanan Thaithanantiran, Executive Director, ARO. Tanya Deflepson, Deputy Director, DFPA. Page 3.